The Racing Pod.
Looking ahead to this year's Galway races? Then don't miss The Racing Pod live with Off the Ball. Join me, John Duggan and Johnny Ward, alongside special guests Joe Canning, Barry Geraghty and Paul Nolan for an afternoon of racing insight, expert tips and plenty of crack. We'll be live from Mary Mullins Pub on Tuesday, July the 28th, previewing all the big action from Ballybrit with thanks to William Hill. Tickets are on sale now at offtheball.com/events. The Racing Pod live, July the 28th at Mary Mullins Pub. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Off the Ball.
Off the Ball. GAA.
We're going to have a new ladies football champion in 2026 as the defending champions Dublin have been knocked out by superb Kerry. Full time here in Thurles, and it's Kerry 2-16, Dublin 1-9. A devastating opening 15 minutes set the tone for this Kerry performance. They pinned the Dubs into their own half and punished time and again. Although the Dubs reduced the deficit at halftime to 6 points through a Nolan penalty, Kerry started the second half as they had the first, through a Shiv Roche fisted point. They followed this up with four more unanswered points and looked in total control. Dublin introduced captain Carla Rowe at halftime, who was listed to start, and she got them on the scoreboard after 20 minutes of play. Kerry never looked like they were going to waver in the second 30 minutes and kept the scoreboard ticking over with a fine Danielle O'Leary score. Kate O'Sullivan registered a fine individual score for the Dubs, but it was a mere consolation at that stage. Kerry march on to face Galway in the final after the tribeswomen overcame Armagh earlier today. Complete and utter dominance from Kerry here. Final score, Kerry 2-16, Dublin 1-9. Danielle, you've just been lifted up there by some family members. Celebrations well and truly underway?
Yeah, they are, to be fair. We're trying not to get ahead of ourselves, though. We know that the big prize is in 2 weeks' time, so it's all focus for that, really.
How are you feeling? You know, you've qualified for the All-Ireland final back there since 2024 when you won. What are the emotions right now?
Yeah, just over the moon, to be honest. Like, the year kind of goes slow at the start during the league because the weather and all that, and then it just absolutely flies from May onwards. So, look, delighted that we're in the All-Ireland final in 2 weeks' time. And delighted that all our work is paying off.
If you can just chat to me a little bit about the game here, that opening 15 minutes for ye was absolutely blistering. Ye didn't let Dublin out of their own quarter, not to mind their own half.
Yeah, it was a very good start, to be fair to all the girls. They really put their heart on the line the first 15 minutes. I know we kind of died off after that, but I think we came out with such massive intensity, it's nearly impossible to keep that going anyway for the full 30 minutes. So we were happy enough with our lead going into half time, and that was just all about keeping that lead then for the second half.
When Dublin did get that penalty and a couple of points just before half time, were you nearly glad to hear the final whistle go so you could kind of regroup?
Yeah, I suppose, because like I said, we were kind of struggling the last 10 minutes. Yeah, like we were kind of, I remember looking up the clock and seeing 5 minutes left, and I suppose it was all just about keeping composure at that time. But like, look at our middle eight, look at the likes of Niamh Carbide, Mary O'Connell, Niamh Ní Conaicure. Like, they're the players you want on the ball, so I don't trust anyone else on the ball more than them. So to be fair to them, they kept the ball and we kept composure.
It just in terms of that first half, the Kerry kick or the Dublin kick out, was that something you targeted because you were turning them over time and time again?
Yeah, I suppose we did target it, to be fair. I suppose looking back on their game from Cork, it was probably an area that we could kind of get on top of, and thank God we did, because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, so I'm just delighted that it worked today.
Second half then, you took control. Shiv Roche fist the ball over the bar, exact same start to the first half, and you never looked like you were going to let up from there.
Yeah, exactly. I think the first score in the second half is always an important one, and like that, it's just all about keeping the lead when you have that much of a lead. But to be fair to the girls, like, they all put their heart on the line, and it was just about pushing on from there.
It was roasting down here, about 23 degrees when you were thrown in. How did it feel?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, I actually came out of the warm up and I didn't think it was that hot to compare to during the week. We've trained in tougher conditions. Like, the last 2 weeks it's been about 28, 29 degrees, and to be fair to Wayne, he has us in tip top shape. Like, we've never been fitter, so like we never doubted our fitness today. It was just all about being skillful, being composed on the ball, and we knew with that we'll get over the line.
There was a small bit of talk leading into this game that ye hadn't truly been tested. Ye came through the round robin and the quarter final by big margins. It didn't affect you today.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? We put so much work in throughout the year. It's nice to have days like this to be able to show our abilities and to be able to show what we're made of. So I'm delighted we put a full performance in today. From 1 to 15 and all the subs that came on, we really showed Kerry football. We showed what we're made of.
Two Kerry teams now in All-Ireland football finals. How excited are you to get back to Cork Park?
Yeah, very excited. devastated. I'm actually devastated for the Kerry Camogie because they're out as well today in the All-Ireland semi-final. And like that, they're a tremendous group. But do you know what? They showed me a lot of things throughout the year. They showed me how important a good teammate is. So a massive shout out to them as well, because they put in just as much effort and work throughout the year than us. And I'm just devastated for them, really, that it could have been three teams in the All-Ireland final. But look, no doubt that they'll regroup again for next year. And there's some phenomenal Camogie players on that team that you really have to look up to and kind of inspire you to become a better player. So I've got it for them, but yeah, two teams in the All-Ireland final isn't too bad.
Galway gave a very good performance against Armagh today, fairly convincing. You're looking forward to going up against them, two really high scoring teams coming together.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll be a very, very open game of football, so really can't wait for it. But look, the focus now on 2 weeks time is just for them 60 to 70 minutes, and we'll see how it goes.
Brilliant, Danielle, thank you very much, well done. Mark, congratulations, you're All-Ireland final bound. Really strong performance from your side today.
Yeah, delighted for everyone. I thought they executed very well. I thought they were very professional in everything they did today. Yep, delighted.
Opening 10-15 minutes were absolutely superb. You didn't let Dublin out of their own quarter, not to mind their own half.
Yeah, look, you know, everyone, it's these new rules, it's all about kickouts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Restarts, massive. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to get a bounce on them today for the first 15-20 minutes. And if that happens, you're in trouble. But look, you know, we've been on the end of that as well, against Cork in the National League game there in Ossetax Park there in March. It's a very hard place to be, and it's very hard to come out of it.
You must have been really pleasing for you that you just kept on piling on the pressure. It's such a hot day, it would have been almost an excuse to lay off after you got the opening 1-1, 1-2, but you kept on going.
Well, they laid off for 10 minutes against Meath last week or 2 weeks ago, and I was kind of giving out to them, so I think they were afraid to lay off this time. But yeah, fair juice to them. They're in great shape. Wayne Murphy's doing a great job with them there with the strength and conditioning. Yeah.
Your inside forward line, all of them are scoring from play. The interplay between them, there were so many 1-1s, 1-2s going on. You almost could have had 3 or 4 goal chances. But I
agree,
Seven fisted balls over the bar?
Is that? I suppose, look, when you're against the wind as well there, you know, it's very hard to score. The wind was kind of swirling a small bit, to be fair. But if they got close enough, I kind of do give out to them that not to go for goals and coming in at an angle just to punch it over the bar. So maybe that's in the back of their mind all the time.
Dublin did come back in that opening quarter. They get the penalty and then you're blown for a breach. The momentum completely swung their way. Were you almost happy to hear the half time whistle?
Oh, delighted to hear the half time whistle. Yeah, we need to get them back in and reset. Yeah, the kickouts were going a small bit astray. They weren't going the way we asked them to do. Players were doing their own thing, and so therefore it wasn't communicated to the whole team, and the breach happened totally by our fault. It was just a lack of communication, and I'm not sure about the penalty. I didn't see it, but they got 1-3 or 1-4 out of it, and so they got them back in. We still stayed 6 up, I think, at half time, so I was delighted just to be 6 up and reset and get back and talk to them.
Yep, the second half then started exactly as the first. Schiffer fisting the ball over the bar, and he didn't look.
That's it. Yeah, once we got composed again. So when we get them back in at half time, you can compose them, you can reset, you can, we look at the facts, and you have Anna Galvin's inside talking to them. And really, there wasn't much said in our part. I was just talking about the kickouts, and Anna took care of the rest. Yeah.
Schiffer, just a note on her today. A real captain's performance. She was everywhere.
Yeah, we needed to move her around the place to put out fires as we needed to see them. And then we have serious killers like Rachel Dwyer, Erica McLean, Liam McMahon coming in to fill in that role upstairs in the full forward line. So, yeah, look, it's just you got to move the things around. Yeah.
I was speaking to Paul earlier, and he said there's a lot to be said for a little bit of hurt going into a game like this.
Yeah, and I suppose Galway will have that going in 2 weeks' time. They'll have that for we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, but definitely last year was about making amends for last year. Yeah, and we weren't coming in complacent in this one. Yeah.
Galway put Armagh to the sword earlier on today. You're going to have two very high-scoring teams going up against each other in Croke Park. You must be really excited for it.
Yeah, look, is it a forwards game now? And the backs have to just kind of suffer whatever losses they take and be, but who knows? We haven't really looked at Galway, to be honest with you, and I've seen the results by them, and they've been putting up the same scores as we have. There is no difference, and there was no difference with Armagh and Dublin up to today. So both, all four teams were scoring high scoring. So it's going to be really interesting to see how ourselves and Galway go here, you know.
Yeah, with all those scores, the forwards will get a lot of the plaudits, but yeah. In your last three games, you've been conceding, what, 4 points, 8 points, yeah, 8 points, yeah. And now today, 1-6-1-8. You must be really happy with that in the defensive realm.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the goal, to be honest with you. I'm really not happy with the goal. It's a penalty, so I don't know, but I'll have to look at it. But why did it? Why was it a penalty in the first place? So we'll have to talk about that. So yeah, goals in this day and age are very, they're big scores. So we'll have to see what happened with that. Yeah.
Will there be celebrations now allowed tonight?
Probably not officially. When you win championships and you go into finals, you know, you should be allowed to relax a small bit. Whether that's just in a social gathering, but that doesn't necessarily mean drink, you know.
Yeah. Yourselves and the lads now through to All Ireland finals. Great time to be from Kerry.
Yeah, great times. You know, so we're just trying to do the best we can for the team that we have. So regardless of the men, you know, so it's great.
Very good, Mark. Thank you. Paul, we've just finished up here. Come out the wrong side of a fine Kerry performance. Unlucky.
Yeah, I think look. Better team won. Kerry are excellent out there today, and we've been keeping an eye on them all year. Been very impressed with what we saw, and we knew we would have had to have a mammoth performance to overturn them today, but they've plenty of experience all over the pitch. They've players there well capable of taking their scores, and they're excellent at the back. So yeah, no complaints. Better team won, and look, our girls gave it everything, but ultimately it wasn't to be.
They got off to an absolutely blistering start that first 10 minutes. They were pressurising your kick out and just getting score after score. It was really kind of an uphill battle to climb after about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, when you give a team like Kerry a head start in a game like that, it is tough. And yeah, they set out their stall early, and they got plenty of scores on the scoreboard, and that was always going to make it difficult. Really proud of the way the girls rallied in the second half and began to turn it around. And then ultimately, look, Kerry probably knew that they had to keep us at arm's length for the duration of that second half, and they did that.
Yeah, the second half of the first half, though, you took over. He scored 1-3 without reply. It just shows the character in this squad, the belief that you saw in the quarter final from that Cork victory is probably coming to the fore there.
Absolutely, and I think look, there's a lot of new girls in this panel. If you look back over our probably team from last year, we've lost an awful lot of experience. So to see them the way they did rally there, as I said, we are hugely proud of them. But ultimately, Kerry have a lot of experience and a lot of All Ireland medal winners. And you know, sometimes when you're beaten the year previous and you don't get to a final, there's that extra hunger there as well, and they certainly came with that today, so no complaints.
It does just go to show how hard it is to defend an All-Ireland, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, can't beat hunger. And I think sometimes when you lose it, you really, really want it back. I mean, teams talk about not having won and having a hunger, but when you know what it feels like, you really want that feeling back. And in fairness, Kerry set out their stall probably all year. They got brought their experienced players back, different stages throughout the league and championship, and as I say, look, hats off to them. It's going to be a fantastic final, but really proud of our girls and the effort they put in this year.
You mentioned experienced players there. Captain Carla Rowe wasn't able to start but came on in the second half. She got two scores, but probably too little too late for her at that stage.
Yeah, Carla has been a fantastic servant, and unfortunately injuries haven't gone her way this year, and it's tough. This stage is tough when you haven't got a regular run of games and haven't got a proper training block underneath your belt. But Carla, she lives and breathes Dublin. She wanted to do everything she could to be able to contribute today, and she's been fantastic for us on many other occasions, and unfortunately even she couldn't turn around for us today.
Yeah, the inside for forward line, especially for Kerry today, were absolutely devastating. They all got on the scoreboard from play, and Sheffer O'Shea especially. Is there any stopping her?
Oh no, I think it's whatever our lads can do, we can do better, I think is their mantra, and they've been fantastic. Like Sheffer, obviously a few years ago she's had her cruciate injury. She's probably, Louise was there for their previous success, and Sheffer has definitely stood up to the plate there. And you look at the scores their full forward line are getting, but also everybody else around the pitch, they're fantastic. That just doesn't happen overnight, you know. That takes an awful lot of work, and it takes years of work as well. So no, fantastic, and look, it'll be a fantastic final, and it'll be probably the two best teams in the country are going head to head in 2 weeks' time.
Just taking a look at the programme today, so many young players on your squad, a couple of debut seasons even for the starting 15 today. Dublin football is going nowhere.
Yeah, it is looking like, obviously you look at the turnover players we've had, and there's been a lot of girls that have been part of panels in the last few years, and they've served their apprenticeship and they got their opportunities. It's been a huge learning curve for them this year. And look, we retained our Leinster title and came through our group stage, but this is where experience really does count. This year will certainly stand to the girls. There's plenty of talent there as well, plenty of hunger, and they'll learn from this as well, and no doubt that this will make them all the more focused on hitting the ground again next year and coming back for another go at it.
Fun. Thank you very much, appreciate that.
Off the ball, GAA.